This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Every working American sees that deduction from every paycheck for FICA, also known as Social Security. But how much do you know about what you'll eventually receive from Social Security in your so-called golden years? Our next guest is Tina Ambrosi, President of Sales and Distribution at Nationwide Financial. They conducted a study that examined how little Americans really know about Social Security and the critical importance of saving money, for example, in 401ks and IRAs. Tina, tell us some of the highlights of what you found.
Sure, absolutely. So this is our survey to really understand how people are looking at Social Security. And one of the findings that really has stood out to us is that there's a tremendous disconnect between what individuals think they will get from their Social Security and what they will actually get. And that's really problematic because for these folks, as they're approaching retirement and they're thinking about life in retirement, and Social Security is a big part of that, they are not getting what they thought they were going to get, which is having a tremendous impact on their Social Security and on their retirement overall.
Many people think, you know what, I'm going to get Social Security, I'll be fine. But that's far from the case.
That's right. In fact, over half of the adults that were surveyed have said that Social Security will be their primary source of retirement income. However, what the survey also found is that future retirees actually anticipate collecting almost 30% more than what current retirees are actually receiving.
A 2023 report from HealthView Services estimates that a healthy 65-year-old couple retiring in 2023 will likely use nearly 70% of their lifetime Social Security benefits just to cover medical costs in retirement. Now, that doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot left over.
No, definitely not. And what's interesting, almost half of older adults believe that they won't have to use any of their Social Security income on health care. And through the survey work and through what we understand, Nationwide's found that, in fact, one in three current retirees say that their health care expenses are keeping them from living the retirement that they expected.
What are the top five expenses for retirees?
The top things that they're spending their money on, certainly it's living expenses. Health care is a significant part of it. They are also having issues with, you know, sometimes it's cost of living adjustments, and they may have thought that they would have income coming in from other sources, and so they lose their employment and they're not getting monies there either. So it's somewhat a combination of healthcare costs creeping up, living costs going up as well, and then their income is going down.
It seems like people are working longer and longer, but is there an average age that people are retiring these days?
They are retiring at age 62, and that's an interesting fact as well, we found. Most anticipate they're not going to retire until age 66, but they're retiring at age 62, and they're doing that for a number of reasons. But that four-year difference has a significant impact on their lifetime income that they will receive from Social Security.
In what way?
Well, when you retire earlier and you start collecting those benefits sooner, it greatly reduces the overall monthly payment because it's factoring in your life expectancy. So the longer you wait, typically, the higher your Social Security payments will be.
So when is it too late to start saving? Let's say you're approaching 60. Is it too late to start a new financial program?
It is not too late. And certainly, wherever you are, understanding what your options are, understanding what all of those sources will be, has a tremendous impact on the quality of life in retirement. The survey also found that greater than 60% of retirees and those approaching retirement went to the Social Security office to ask them what their best option would be for their payment. That is a difficult situation to be in, because the Social Security office is not there to give advice or to counsel an individual on when or how they should start collecting. That's really the role of the financial advisor, yet more than 60% are using that as their way of planning. And this is a decision that is, once you're in it, it's irreversible, and this becomes your locked-in lifetime income stream. And Nationwide just believes there's a better way to do it.
T. Tina Ambrosi, President of Sales and Distribution of Nationwide Financial, thank you so much for sharing your research with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.